This show is dedicated to making Bible prophecy simple and equipping you with the knowledge of end time events. We want you to be ready for the soon return of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Bible Prophecy Show.
Thank you for joining us on the Prophecy Update version of the Bible Prophecy Show. My name is Brian Gogler, and with me today, as usual, is Reverend Brian Smith.
Flying Brian. Get it right. Just kidding.
So from time to time, we have these prophecy update shows. It's not the complete show that we offer. It is focused on a current event and that we believe is timely. And today's topic is...
the red heifers.
What is the red heifers? I have had people say, what's the deal with the red heifer? I heard that even recently. What's the deal with the red heifer? Those of us that aren't Jewish and aren't familiar with their rituals and stuff like that, We are in the dark. But today, we're going to shine some light on you.
Well, there are some very important Bible prophecies that are soon to come to pass. This is what all this is about. So according to the Word of God, there's an Antichrist that is coming soon, and he has to do some very specific things in order to fulfill Bible prophecy. According to your Bible, when the Antichrist comes, he will enter into a third newly rebuilt Jewish temple, which does not exist today, by the way. And the scripture says that he will stop the animal sacrifices and declare himself God. Now, in order for that to happen, several things have to take place. First of all, there has to be a third Jewish temple built. And right now, if you've seen the Temple Mount, there is the Dome of the Rock on the Temple Mount where the Jewish temple used to be. So there's a problem there. We've got this Muslim mosque on top of the holiest site to Israel. And we have a Bible prophecy saying that there's going to be a temple built there. Well, how in the world are they going to build a temple on the Temple Mount with the Dome of the Rock, a Muslim mosque sitting there? How are they going to do that without starting World War III?
Well, and if people don't realize that this is really the root of most all of this Middle Eastern conflict.
Yes.
Islam, they consider, they have three holy sites, not just Jerusalem, right? They have Mecca and Medina.
Right.
And then Jerusalem. But the Jews believe Jerusalem, and that's their temple, that their Temple Mount belongs right there. And it always has for all through the Bible.
Yes.
It goes all, you can read your Bible. So that conflict is really where this starts to tie in. That's a little background.
Yes, a lot of people don't realize that the October 7th war that Hamas launched against Israel was all about red cows, was real about...
from Texas, nonetheless.
From Texas. Leave it to Texas to start our international... No, I'm kidding.
Well, you got to get the best from Texas. That's what that's all about.
Yeah. So a lot of people don't realize that this war that happened was all because of some rituals that the Jews are trying to perform in order to get their third temple. You know, we'd just love to go build something when we want to build something, but that's not the way the Jews operate. According to their laws and according to the Bible, I believe it's Numbers chapter 19.
Yes.
The Jews cannot just go up on the Temple Mount and blast the Dome of the Rock away or even go up there just to pray. And they certainly can't go up on the Temple Mount and build their temple and begin having sacrifices. They can't do that. According to Jewish teaching, they are considered unclean and therefore unable to build their temple and unable to have these kinds of sacrifices that they would like to have without first having some sort of ritual ceremony for the cleansing of the dead. Involved in that process is a very, very specific animal that they have to acquire, and it's called a red heifer. But it's not just any red heifer. They have to have a red heifer that is nearly perfect in every regard. It is so difficult to find a heifer that actually meets the qualifications that the Bible gives for them to be able to utilize this cow for this cleansing of the dead ceremony. I believe you have some information from the Temple Institute that may shed some light on the specifics of this sacrifice of the red heifer.
Right. So the templeinstitute.org, I'm gathering this information. They have an article, The Red Heifer, and it reads as following. The red heifer is a cow that is reddish brown in color. The people of Israel were commanded to use the ashes of a red heifer in the purification process of those who have contracted ritual impurity as a result of coming in contact with a human corpse. The burning of the red heifer is one of the 613 Jewish commandments. The complete renewal of all aspects of the Holy Temple service and the revival of complete ritual purity among Jews is contingent upon the preparation of the red heifer. The performance of this commandment is incumbent upon the Sanhedrin and the Kohanim, which are priests, since its performance entails details that must be under public supervision, such as the purchasing of the heifer, the process of its preparation, taking caution against possible impurities, the meticulousness required with the slaughtering and burning process, etc.
So according to the Temple Institute, until they get this red heifer and they sacrifice it, they cannot build their third Jewish temple. And this red heifer that they have to sacrifice is very, very specific. I've read all kinds of articles about this. It has to be a certain age. It cannot have any blemishes. It cannot have any flaws to it. If it's missing a tooth, if it's cross-eyed, if it's...
Yeah, it's got to be perfect. That's one of the issues. I think they said they got five over. I think they had five over, but that's just so that perhaps one of them will be
qualified. And one of them's already... Yeah, already one of them has disqualified itself. Mm. So now they have four.
Yes.
So the thing is, as they age, it's my understanding that they oftentimes develop more defects or things that would cause them to be unqualified. Mm-hmm. Like they might develop a little white patch on this side, or maybe a little black patch on that side, or their hoofs even have to be the right color. If there's a scratch on them, if there's a mark on them. You know, most of the cattle in America, and at least around the world that I know of, they are branded or they are tagged, which means they puncture their ear and kind of put a little tag saying, this cow belongs to me. Mm-hmm. But if they do that, they have basically disqualified
Absolutely.
The cow. The cow can never have a yoke put upon it, so it cannot have gone to work. I read one article that said you cannot lean upon the cow, so unless you're like washing it. But other than that, if you're just stand there and lean on the cow, put your arm on the cow and lean on it, then you've caused it to work in their eyes, and it becomes disqualified.
Wow.
So you have all these variables, and according to what we're learning from the Jews, the last time they found a red heifer was over 2,000 years ago that met all the qualifications and sacrificed it. From the time of Moses, there's only been 9 qualified red heifers that have been found and sacrificed by the nation of Israel. So they're extremely rare. But here we have, in the great state of Texas, this gentleman who came up with 5, as you say, in an undisclosed location. They did have 5. Now they have 4 red heifers that they say meets the qualifications to this point. Now, somebody could mosey in there and lean on them or throw a yoke on them, or they could develop some black hairs or white hairs and it could disqualify them. But here's the thing. Within the next 30 days, they believe that they'll be ready. At least one of them will be ready to sacrifice. So we're very close. And by the way, they can't just sacrifice this red heifer anywhere. It's got to be sacrificed at a very specific location. It's got to take place on the Mount of Olives. It's got to be level, as far as the height goes, with the Temple Mount.
Hmm.
It has to be looking over the Mount of Olives. They have to be in a direct line of sight to where the temple stood. And just as of a few days ago, they built this altar. Somebody had that land that they needed. They bought it from that individual. They owned the land. They built the altar for this red heifer. And, you know, you wouldn't build an altar for a red heifer if you didn't have the full intention of making that sacrifice.
Sure.
And they're saying within the next 30 days, they believe that they will be able to sacrifice this.
So let's make sure we put this in perspective. Heifer has to be sacrificed, not at the Temple Mount, because that's not built yet,
yes,
but in a different location, like you mentioned, first. They do that because there's the intention of soon having the Temple Mount built. And that's a key for,
yes,
in the halfway mark of the last 7 years before,
yes,
the second coming of Jesus. So 3.5 years before the second coming of Jesus, the Antichrist is going to go into that and stop the sacrifices. Well, they haven't started yet.
That's
so
right.
This is the really, really, as far as Bible prophecy, this is a kind of the front of line of these dominoes are going to fall. This is the front,
yes,
one. This has to happen first.
It has to happen first.
And so this will happen first. But what I found fascinating is the Jewish community and this institute and others, they're preparing. They see it's coming right away. That's why we're like, hold on a minute. You as a community, as God's chosen people, are saying, we recognize that Temple Mount is going to be built soon. So we have to get this done right away. Now, there has been rumors, and that's all they are. I mean, even in the news, you'll hear that that they could sacrifice that even sooner. And I wanted to address that. I don't know if the
reason
does.
Yeah, the reason they say that is because, according to what I've read about these heifers, it has to be of a certain age. Well, they also like to add another month onto that just to make sure. Okay, so here's the thing. They believe that it's about there right now, but that extra month is just to make sure that it's well within the time frame that it's actually considered kosher for them to do that. So that extra month would be 1 month from today. It actually could be legal for them to sacrifice it now by their laws. And now here's the thing. They know their enemies don't like this. And so they could be planning to do this secretly. We don't know. We do know that they have to get the approval of the nation of Israel, the leaders, mm-hmm. you know, on board with this. But here's the deal. They may very well be on board with this because they're in the middle of a war. And a lot of people don't realize what caused this war, of the Hamas war that began on October 7th. They said the reason why we went to war with them is because they brought red cows over to Israel. In fact, we have a little article about that. I don't know if this would be the time to play that or not.
Sure, go ahead.
Let's listen to this article. It kind of gives us some insight onto...
It's a video or a audio for us on the podcast.
Yeah.
The conflict in Gaza now entering its sixth month. The Israeli operation to root out Hamas terrorists there has resulted in the deaths of 30,000 Palestinians and 242 Israeli soldiers. The war started after Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th, killing almost 1,200 people and taking nearly 230 hostage, some still in captivity. Despite the deadly outcome across the region, one trigger for the Hamas rampage has been widely overlooked. Chris Livesay has the story from Jerusalem.
The infamous October 7 massacre that sparked a war. But one confounding yet eye-opening motive has escaped the headlines. In a recent speech, a Hamas spokesman blamed the Jews for bringing red cows to the Holy Land. The cows he's talking about at a secure, undisclosed location are these. Red heifers, to be precise. Some Jews and Christians believe they're the key to rebuilding the historic Jewish temple in Jerusalem and to beckoning the Messiah. To understand, you have to go back nearly 2,000 years when the ancient Romans destroyed the last temple in the city. To rebuild it, these believers point to the Bible's Book of Numbers. It commands the Israelites to sacrifice a red heifer without defect or blemish and that has never been under a yoke. Only then can the temple rise again. Caring for them on an Israeli settlement in the West Bank is Yitzhak Mamo.
So we have here, after a long research, we find in Texas.
In Texas?
Yeah, Texas, United States of America.
Texas Red Angus, flying them 7,000 miles to Israel.
This is something you take very seriously.
The Bible is not story. The Bible is a way of God to lead us.
A massive altar already awaits where the heifers are to be burned.
According to some believers, the ceremony needs to be performed right here on the Mount of Olives, looking directly into where the temple once stood. But something else now stands in its place.
The Dome of the Rock and Al-Aqsa Mosque, among the holiest sites in Islam. Today, only Muslims are allowed inside, but that's not stopping Jewish activists outside.
Once you got started here.
6 days a week, Melissa Jane Kronfeld leads groups from around the world who defiantly pray, as close as armed guards permit.
It's not about the destruction of Islamic holy sites. It's about preserving this place and being guardians over the house of God for all people.
So you're happy with it where it is?
No, it's going to go 100%, but I believe
it's going to go.
It's 100%, yeah. The whole thing is going to go. We have to build a temple.
When you say that Dome of the Rock has to go, MJ, it's hard for me to imagine something more incendiary.
Well, let me ask you something. The Middle East seems pretty destabilized right now, and the war, if I'm not mistaken, is already here.
To be clear, hers is a dream not shared by the Israeli government or by the vast majority of Israelis and Jews, but it's been enough to incite numerous Islamist groups. Hamas has dubbed its October 7 assault on Israel the Al-Aqsa Wave and has the Dome of the Rock on its emblem. But this is sacred ground to billions of Muslims globally, not just Hamas terrorists, stresses Imam Mustafa Abu Sway of Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Al-Aqsa Mosque belongs to all Muslims. So you'll find reaction from Indonesia to Toronto to New York. That's really given. Al-Aqsa Mosque belongs to all Muslims, and the Muslims today are 2 billion people. 2 billion people.
Simply by performing these acts, are these Jewish activists kicking a hornet's nest?
They are. They are.
A hornet's nest they're kicking all the way to Capitol Hill.
So good to see you here in the nation's capital.
Those sacred cows were showcased in Washington at a recent prayer gathering. Many evangelicals believe these red heifers will usher Christ's second coming.
And we need the Messiah to come, right? So for me, the red heifer is red for the blood of Jesus Christ.
Back in the West Bank, Mamo says the ceremony could take place any day.
But can you understand why Hamas could be outraged by something like this?
I cannot understand that even if they are right, why they have to slaughter and rape people to win their war.
Terrorists have been attacking us before we ever dreamed of these cows, he reflects. They don't need them as an excuse to kill. For CBS Saturday Morning, Chris Livesay, Jerusalem.
Well, I don't know if you heard all that, ladies and gentlemen, but the thing that comes to my mind is they said that we could sacrifice this cow any day now.
I heard that. I heard that. That was that's an eye-opener. And I wanted to mention again, when I first came into understanding the Bible prophecy, I was thinking, obviously, with the abomination of desolation, they stop the sacrifices, yeah, animal sacrifices on the newly rebuilt third Jewish temple. But the temple isn't built.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, how long? Isn't it going to take a while to build a temple? But that's not what I found out.
Yeah.
It ain't going to take long because they already have all the furniture built.
Yes.
And that
the Temple Institute.
Yeah, Temple Institute, they already have it. They've been working on it. This has been a work in progress for a long time. So they're ready to go. So they can build that temple in a hurry. That blows my mind. I was thinking, you know, months, years to build something as beautiful as it's going to be and meet all these requirements. Nope, they can turn it around in no time.
According to the Temple Institute, they believe they can build the third Jewish temple in less than a year. And that's just the building itself. Like you say, all the articles that will go into the tabernacle, they already have built. The table of showbread. They've got the altar of incense. They've got the altar where you are to sacrifice the animals that would go outside of that temple. They've got it all. They've got the priestly robes, all the utensils for it. Mm. The only thing they're really missing, besides the red heifer to get started, is the Ark of the Covenant.
Mm.
And they don't have that. Of course, I think they have a replica of it, and they plan on using that until they find the real thing. Of course, we know that there's a Bible verse that talks about them, you know, not even considering where the ark is during that time where they were dispersed throughout all the nations. So all of this is winding up, and they have to have that red heifer before they can build their third Jewish temple.
Right. Let me go ahead and read Numbers chapter 19.
Sure.
We're talking about the red heifer, and that's what this is about. Mm-hmm. And I know that this is something at this time of year that they're actually reading Numbers chapter 19. I just heard about that just the other day. So this is something that the Jewish people are adding to their reading for the Sabbath, and that would be the Sabbath coming up. They said they will begin to add this to their daily readings they have. And so here it is, Numbers chapter 19 says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord hath commanded, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came yoke. And ye shall give her unto Eleazar the priest, that he may bring her forth without the camp, and one shall slay her before his face, and Eleazar the priest shall take her blood with his finger and sprinkle her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation 7 times. And one shall burn the heifer in his sight, her skin, her flesh, her blood with her dung shall he burn. And the priest shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer. Then the priest shall wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in water, and afterwards he shall come into the camp, and the priest shall be clean until the even.
Quite a ceremony. You know, the one thing I do want to note is I have heard about the red heifer since I was 18 years old. Mm-hmm. And we've heard before about the red heifer. But the thing is, they thought they had one. Actually, they did have a few throughout the years. Mm-hmm. But every time it reached the age of maturity, right before it was time to sacrifice it, something happened and it developed some white hairs or some black hairs.
It was disqualified.
Yeah, it every time. And usually they only had one to work with. But this time it's different. They've got four that they say are ready. So the chances for one of them meeting all the qualifications for the sacrifice is much greater. And so it really, really looks like this time it's going to happen. Now, you know, we talked about the eclipse the other day and the timing of this eclipse, April 8th. And the question is, and we're not saying that it means this, but could that eclipse be playing into this? Is God trying to say, now is the time for all these things to start winding up? We're talking about the red heifer. We're talking about the temple to be built and the sacrifices to resume. One way or another, whether this is it or whether another cow, another day, another year, we know one of these days soon, all of these things have to take place. So we're just simply saying it could be it.
That's right. And we say it all the time. The most important thing is we need to be ready. This ever develops, and before, no matter how long it takes, it could be days, weeks, or months, any listener today could have left this world via the grave. And so it doesn't matter that person. If you're that listener, none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. We've got to be ready regardless. What we're excited that we can do is we can shed light and open up the scripture and share. And the Bible says that people misunderstand this a lot, but Jesus, he talks about coming back as a thief in the night, but that's just for those that aren't believers. Believers quote that all the time.
They do.
They do it all. Oh, you could go thief in the night. I'm thinking if you're an unbeliever.
Yeah.
If you're a believer, it's not the thief is for those that didn't know he was coming.
But ye are not children of the night. Ye are children of the day, and that day shall not overtake you as a thief, the scriptures go on to say. Mm-hmm. So if we're living right, we're going to have some clues as to what's going on around us. The reason all this is so pressing is because if it is the time, and if they are fixing to sacrifice this first red heifer in 2,000 years, and if it does open up, and it would open up the door for them to somehow work a deal with this 7-year peace treaty where they can build their third temple. Scripture actually paints a picture where there's going to be a sharing arrangement on the Temple Mount. The Dome of the Rock will be there, and the temple will be side by side. You heard in this video clip that, you know, this one lady's idea of, you know, blowing up the Dome of the Rock.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, it doesn't represent the nation as a whole. Most of them don't want to do that. They don't want war with these people. They're trying to appease them. And so Scripture paints a picture of a sharing arrangement on the Temple Mount. Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, John is told to measure the temple, but to leave out the outer court, for that will be given unto the Gentiles, and they shall tread it down. In other words, they will walk upon that area for 42 months. Well, remember, every time we hear 42 months, we know it's talking about that latter final 3.5 years, the Great Tribulation, the last years of the final 7 years. So basically, all throughout the Great Tribulation, all the way till Jesus Christ comes at the Battle of Armageddon, the outer court is given to the Gentiles. So there's going to be a temple, and right beside it, there's going to be the Dome of the Rock. There's going to be some kind of temple for the nations or for other people to be able to attend.
Right. So there's a Temple Mount. For those of you that are still trying to understand this, that's an area. And on that area is the Dome of the Rock that the Islamic, where they do their worship, is a mosque. And but there is room for the temple to be built, the Jewish temple, on the same Temple Mount.
Yes.
There's room there, but nothing's there, of course. And
the Muslims do not want them to do that, by the way.
They don't want them to do that, but it will be built.
It will be built. This war that's going on with them, I heard just the other day, I think it was last week, that the United Nations had a meeting. And the meeting of the United Nations was to try to form a resolution to force Israel and Hamas to have a ceasefire. They want this war over with.
Mm-hmm. Well, two-state solution.
Right.
Is that what they're calling it? Two-state solution?
That's what they would call it. But the thing is, the resolution did not pass. The resolution wouldn't have been the seven-year peace treaty. It was just basically an idea to get a seven-year peace treaty, or to get them to at least come to the table to force a deal.
I see, like a pre-meeting.
Yeah, hey, let's go have a meeting and let's make this happen.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. But the point of that is it almost happened, and you could see very well how easily that could happen. Mm-hmm. All it would take was, you know, somebody at the table not vetoing that, and then they would have said, okay, let's make Israel and Hamas come to the table, and we're going to force an agreement upon them. Well, one of these days it's going to happen, and that agreement is going to be for 7 years long, specifically. It's going to allow the Jews the right to build their third temple next to the Dome of the Rock, and then the international community will sort of supervise that. It'll work for a little while, but 3.5 years later, we understand that the Jews that are in the West Bank are going to have to run for their life. The Antichrist comes in, and it's going to be a time called the Great Tribulation. So all these things are at the door. And by the way, whether you're pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, all of this matters to you. Because if you're pre-trib, then that means you believe you won't be here to see this seven-year peace deal because you would be in the final 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's time for the peace deal, then that means, in your view, it's time for the rapture. All right. If you believe you're going through all this 7 year period, then that means we're right there at the door at the beginning of this final 7 years. So either way, you're talking about prophetic implications that are saying all of this is wrapping up. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ is soon to come.
That's right. There's so much more we can talk about in this, and we'll have to have that in another prophecy update. We appreciate you listening. And remember, like we always say, the most important thing is that we need to be ready. And until next time, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come.
Thank you for joining us on the Bible Prophecy Show. Tune in next week for another exciting episode. Or visit us online at BibleProphecyShow.com, where you can listen to all of our podcast shows, enjoy our blog, and learn how to be born again to make heaven your home.